The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 8, Withdrawal of the Cosmic Creations. Chapter 6, The Demigods and Demons Declare a Truce. This chapter describes how the Lord appeared before the demigods and when they offered them their prayers. Following the advice of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the demigods executed a truce with the demons for the purpose of churning nectar from the sea. Because of the prayers offered by the demigods in the previous chapter, Lord Chiradakshai Vishnu was pleased with the demigods and thus he appeared before them. The demigods were almost blinded by his transcendental bodily effulgence. At first, therefore, they could not even see any part of his body. After some time, however, when Brahma could see the Lord, he, along with Lord Shiva, began to offer the Lord prayers. Brahma said, "The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being beyond birth and death, is eternal. He has no material qualities, yet he is the ocean of unlimited auspicious qualities. He is subtler than the most subtle. He is invisible, and his form is inconceivable. He is worshipable for all demigods. Innumerable universes exist within his form, and therefore he is never separated from these universes by time, space, or circumstances. He is the chief and the pradhan. Although he is the beginning, the middle, and the end of the material creation, the idea of pantheism conceived by Mayavadi philosophers has no validity. The Supreme Personality of Godhead controls the entire material manifestation through his subordinate energy, the external energy. Because of his inconceivable transcendental position, he is always the master of the material energy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his various forms, is always present even within this material world, but the material qualities cannot touch him. One can understand his position only by his instructions as given in Bhagavad Gita." End quote. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 10.10, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. Buddhi Yoga means Bhakti Yoga. The only process, only through the process of Bhakti Yoga can one understand the Supreme Lord. When offered prayers by Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead was pleased. Thus he gave appropriate instructions to all the demigods. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was known as Ajita, unconquerable, advised the demigods to make a peace proposal to the demons, so that after formulating a truce, the demigods and demons could churn the ocean of milk. The rope would be the biggest serpent, known as Vasuki, and the churning rod would be Mandara Mountain. Poison would also be produced from the churning, but it would be taken by Lord Shiva, so there was no need to fear it. Many other attractive things would be generated by the churning, but the Lord warned the demigods not to be captivated by such things, nor should the demigods be angry if there were some disturbances. After advising the demigods in this way, the Lord disappeared from the scene. Following the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the demigods established a peace with Bali Maharaj, the king of the demons. Then both the demons and the demigods started for the ocean, taking Mandara Mountain with them. Because of the great heaviness of the mountain, the demigods and demons became fatigued, and some of them actually died. Then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, appeared there on the back of his carrier, Garuda, and by his mercy he brought these demigods and demons back to life. The Lord then lifted the mountain with one of his hands and placed it on the back of Garuda. The Lord sat on the mountain and was carried to the spot of the churning by Garuda, who placed the mountain near the sea. Then the Lord asked Garuda to leave that place, because as long as Garuda was present, Vasuki could not come there. Text 1. Shri Shuka Vacha. Evam Stuta Shara Ganair Bhagavan Hari Ishvara Tesham Avirbud Rajan Sahashar Kodaya Ditu. Synonyms. Shri Shuka Vacha, Shri Shukadeva Goswami said, Evam, in this way, Stuta, being worshipped by prayers, Suraganai, by the demigods, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, the vanquisher of all inauspiciousness, Ishvara, the Supreme Controller, Tesham, in front of Lord Balaram and all the demigods, Avirabhut, appeared there, Rajan, O King, Prikshit. Sahasra of thousands, Arka of suns, Odaya like the rising, duty, his effulgence. Translation, Sri Shukadev Goswami said, O King Parikshit, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, being thus worshipped with prayers by the demigods and Lord Brahma, appeared before them. His bodily effulgence resembled the simultaneous rising of thousands of suns. Text 2. Tanaiva sahasra sarve deva pratihate kshana napasyan kamadishat kshanim atmanam cha kuto vibhum. Synonyms. Tanaiva. Because of this, sahasa, all of a sudden, sarve, all deva, the demigods, pratihita ikshana, their vision being blocked, not apasyan, could see, kam, the sky, disha, the directions, kshonim, land, atmanam cha, also themselves, kuta, and where is the question of seeing, vibhum, the Supreme Lord. Translation, the vision of all the demigods was blocked by the Lord's effulgence. Thus, they could neither see the sky, the directions of the land, nor even themselves, what to speak of seeing the Lord who was present before them. Text 3 through 7. Vidinsho Bhagavan Dushtva Saha Sarvena Tam Tanum Svacham Marat Kata Svayam Kanja Garba Nurun Kshanam Tapa Hema Vatatena Laksad Kosheavasasa Prasana Charu Sarvangim Sumukim Sudara Bruvam Mahamuni Mani Kritena Keryurabhyam Chabusitam Karna Barana Nirbata Kopala Sri Mukambujam Kanchikal Kap La Pavalaya Hara Nupura Sombitam Kastubam Haranam Lakshmin Biparatim Vanamalinam Sudarshana Dibi Svastrar Murtina Ma Bir Upasitam Tustava Deva Prava Ra Sarva Sasarva Purusham Param Sarva Mara Ganai Sakam Sarvangar Avinam Gati. Synonyms. Virincha, Lord Brahma, Bhagavan, who is also addressed as Bhagavan because of his powerful situation, position. Drishva, by seeing, Saha, within, with, Sarvena, Lord Shiva, Tam, unto the Supreme Lord. Tanum, his transcendental form. Svacham, without material contamination. Marakata Shyaman, with a bodily luster like the light of a blue gem, Kanja Karba Aruna Ikshanam, with pinkish eyes like the womb of a lotus flower, Taptahema Avadatena, with a luster like that of molten gold, Lashat shining, Kosea Vasasa, dressed in yellow silk garments, Prashana Charu Sarva Angim, all the parts of whose body were graceful and very beautiful, Sumukhim, with a smiling face, Sudara Bruvam, whose eyebrows were very beautifully situated, Mahamani Kiritena, with a helmet bedecked with valuable jewels, Karurabhyam Chabhushitam, decorated with all kinds of ornaments, Karna Abharana Nirbata, illuminated by the rays of the jewels on his ears, Kapola, with cheeks, Sri Mukha Ambujam, whose beautiful lotus-like face, Kanchi Kalapa Valaya, ornaments like the belt on his waist and bangles on the hands, Haranupura, with a necklace on the chest and ankle bells on the legs, Shobitam, all beautifully set, Kashtuba Aparanam, whose chest was decorated with the Kashtuba gem, Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, Bipratim, moving, Vana Malinim, with flower garlands, Sudarshan Adibi, bearing the Sudarshan Chakra and others, Svaashtrai, with his weapons, Murtinabhi, in his original form, Upasitam, being worshipped, Tustava, satisfied, Deva Pravara, the chief of the demigods, Sasarva, with Lord Shiva, Purusham Param, the Supreme Personality, Sarva Amara Ganai, accompanied by all the demigods, Shakam, with Sarva Angai, with all the parts of the body, Avanim, on the ground, Gautai prostrated. Translation: Lord Brahma, along with Lord Shiva, saw the crystal clear personal beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose blackish body resembles a Marakata gem, whose eyes are reddish like the depths of a lotus, who is dressed with garments that are yellow like molten gold, and whose entire body is attractively decorated. They saw his smiling, beautiful, lotus-like face, crowned with a helmet bedecked with valuable jewels. The Lord has attractive eyebrows, and his cheeks are adorned with earrings. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva saw the belt on the Lord's waist, with the bangles on his arms, the necklace on his chest, and the ankle bells upon his legs. The Lord is bedecked with flower garlands. His neck is decorated with the Kastuba gem, and he carries with him the goddess of fortune and his personal weapons, like his disc and club. When Lord Brahma, along with Lord Shiva and the other demigods, thus saw the form of the Lord, they all immediately fell to the ground, offering their obeisances. Text 8. Shri Brahmovacha Ajata Janma Stiti Samyamaya Gunaya Nirvana Sukarna Vaya Anyorn Amin Ne Pariganya Damne Mahanu Bhavaya Namo Namaste. Synonym: Sri Brahmavacha, Lord Brahma said, Ajata Jama Stiti Samyamaya. Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is never born but whose appearance in different incarnations never ceases, Agunaya, never affected by the material modes of nature, Sattvagun, Rajagun, and Tamagun, Nirvana Shukha Arnavaya, unto the ocean of eternal bliss beyond material existence, Ano Anime, smaller than the atom, Apariganya Damne, whose bodily features are never to be conceived by material speculation, Maha Anubhavaya, whose existence is inconceivable, Nama, offering our obeisances, Nama, again offering our obeisances, Te, unto you. Translation: Lord Brahma said, although you are never born, your appearance and disappearance as an incarnation never cease. You are always free from the material qualities, and you are the shelter of transcendental bliss resembling an ocean. Eternally existing in your transcendental form, you are the supreme subtle of the most extremely subtle. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto you, the Supreme, whose existence is inconceivable. Purport: The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4:6, Ajopisan avyayatma bhutanam ishvaropisan prakritim swam adhisthaya swambhavamyatmamayaya. Although I am unborn, my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all sentient beings, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. End quote. In the following verse in Bhagavad Gita 4:7, the Lord says, Yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavitibharata abhutanam adharmasya tadatmanam shijamyaham. Whenever and wherever there is decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. End quote. Thus, although the Lord, Supreme Lord, is unborn, there is no cessation to his appearance in different forms as incarnations, like Lord Shiva and Lord Rama, or Lord Krishna and Lord Rama. Since his incarnations are eternal, the various activities performed by these incarnations are also eternal. The Supreme Personality of Godhead does not appear because he is forced to do so by karma, like ordinary living entities who are forced to accept a certain type of body. It is to be understood that the Lord's body and its activities are all transcendental, being free from the contamination of the material modes of nature. These pastimes are transcendental bliss to the Lord. The word Apariganya Damne is very significant. There is no limit to the Lord's appearance in different incarnations. All of these incarnations are eternal, blissful, and full of knowledge. Text 9. Rupam Tavaitat Purusharshabhejyam Sreyo Ritibir Vaidika Tantrikena Yogena Data Sahanas Trilokan Pasyami Amushmin Uhavishvamurto. Synonyms: Rupam, form, Tava, your, Etat, this, Purusha Rishabha, O best of all personalities, Ijam, worshipable, Shreya, ultimate auspiciousness, are to be by persons who desire Vaidika under the direction of Vedic instructions, Tatrikaena, realized by followers of tantras like Narada Pancharatra, Yogena by the practice of mystic yoga, Datta, O Supreme Director, Saha with Na, us, the demigods, Trilokan, controlling the three worlds, Pashyami, we see directly, Amusman in you, U, O, Ha, completely manifested, Vishwamurto in you, who have the universal form. Translation, O best of persons, O Supreme Director, those who actually aspired for supreme good fortune worship this form of your lordship according to the Vedic Tantras. My lord, we can see all the three worlds in you. Purport. The Vedic mantras say, Yasmin vijnate sarvamevam vijnatam bhavati. Mundaka Upanishad 1.3. When the devotee sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead by his meditation, or when he sees the Lord personally face to face, he becomes aware of everything within this universe. Indeed, nothing is unknown to him. Everything within this material world is fully manifest to a devotee who has seen the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavad Gita 4.34 therefore advises, Tadvidi panipatena pariprashnena sevya upadekshyanti te jnanam ganinas tatvadarshana. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. End quote. Lord Brahma is one of these self-realized authorities, Swayambhur, Naratar, Sambhu, Karmaro, Kapilo, Manu. One must therefore accept the disciplic succession from Lord Brahma, and then one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in fullness. Here the word Vishwamurtau indicates that everything exists in the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who is able to worship him can see everything in him and see him in everything. Text 10. Tai agra asit tvai madhya asit tvai anta asit adam idam atma tantre. Tvam adir anto jagato sya madhyam gatasya mritsneva para parasmat. Synonyms, Tvayi, unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Agre, in the beginning, Asit, there was, Tvayi, unto you, Madhye, in the middle, Asit, there was, Tvayi, unto you, Ante, in the end, Asit, there was, Idam, all of this cosmic manifestation, Atma Tantre, fully under your control, Tvam, your lordship, Adi, beginning, Anta, end, Jagata, of the cosmic manifestation, Asya, of this, Madhya, middle, Gatasya, of an earthen pot, Mritsna Eva, like the earth, para transcendental, parasmat, because of being the chief. Translation, my dear Lord, you are always fully independent. This entire cosmic manifestation arises from you, rests upon you, and ends in you. Your lordship is the beginning, sustenance, and the end of everything, like the earth, which is the cause of an earthen pot, which supports the pot, and to which the pot, when broken, finally returns. Text 11. Tvam mayayatma shayaya svayedam nirmaya vishwam tad anu pravista pasyanti yukta manasa manisino guna vyavaye pi agunam vipaschitta. Synonyms. Tvam, your lordship, mayaya, by your external energy, or eternal energy, atma ashrayaya, whose existence is under your shelter, Shvaya, emanated from you, Idam, this, Nirmaya, for the sake of creating Vishram, the entire universe, Tat, into it, Anu Pravista, you enter, Pasyanti, they see, Yukta, persons in touch with you, Manasa, by an elevated mind, Manisina, person, people with advanced consciousness, Guna, of material qualities, Vyavaye, in the transformation, Api, although Agunam, still untouched by the material qualities, Vipaschita, those who are fully aware of the truth of Shastra. Translation, O Supreme, you are independent of in yourself and do not take help from others. Through your own potency, you create this cosmic manifestation and enter into it. Those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness, who are fully in knowledge of the authoritative Shastra, and who, through the practice of Bhakti Yoga, are cleansed of all material contamination, can see with clear minds that although you exist within the transformations of material qualities, your presence is untouched by these qualities. Purport. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 9.10, మై దక్షిణ ప్రకృతి సుతేష చరాచరం హెంటునైన కోంటే ఆ జగత్ విపార్ వివర్తతే. This material nature, working under my direction, O Son of Kunti, is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. End quote. The material energy creates, maintains, and devastates the entire cosmic manifestation because of directions given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who enters this universe as Garbhakshay Vishnu, but is untouched by the material qualities. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord refers to Maya, the external energy which creates this material world, as Mama Maya, quote, my energy, end quote, because this energy works under the full control of the Lord. These facts can be realized only by those who are well versed in Vedic knowledge and advanced in Krishna consciousness. Text 12. Yatagnim edhasi amritam chagoshu bhuva anam abudyamane chavitim yogar manusya adityanti hitvam Guneshu Buddhya Kavayo Vedanti. Synonyms. Yata, as, Agnim, fire, Idasi, in wood, Amritam, milk, which is like nectar, Cha, and, Goshu, from cows, Bhuvi, on the ground, Anam, food grains, Ambu, water, Udyamani, in enterprise, Cha, also, Vritam, livelihood, Yogai, by the practice of Bhakti Yoga, Manusya, human beings, Adiyanti, achieve, he, indeed, tvam, you, Guneshu, in the material modes of nature, buddhya, by intelligence, kavaya, great personalities, Vedante say. Translation. As one can derive fire from wood, milk from the milk bag of the cow, food grains and water from the land, and prosperity from in one's livelihood from industrial enterprises, so, by the practice of bhakti yoga, even within this material world, one can achieve your favor and intelligently approach you. Those who are pious all affirm this. Purport. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead is nirguna, not to be found within this material world, the entire material world is pervaded by him, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Mayam Tatam Idam Sarvam. The material world is nothing but an expansion of the Lord's material energy, and the entire cosmic manifestation rests upon him. Matstani Sarvabhutani. Nonetheless, the Supreme Lord cannot be found here. Nachaham Tveshavastita. A devotee, however, can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the practice of Bhakti Yoga. One ordinarily does not begin to practice bhakti yoga unless he has practiced it in previous births. Moreover, one can begin bhakti yoga only by the mercy of the spiritual master in Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bij, the seed of devotional service, is obtainable by the mercy of Guru, the spiritual master, and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only by the practice of bhakti yoga can one achieve the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and see him face to face. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Radiesha Vilokayanti. One cannot see the Lord by other methods such as karma, jnana, or yoga. Under the direction of the spiritual master, one must cultivate bhakti yoga, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam. Then, even within this material world, although the Lord is not visible, the Lord devotee can see him. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Bhakti Mamam Jananti Avanyas Chasmi Tattva, and in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhakti Aham Ekaya Grahaya. Thus, by devotional service, one can achieve the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although he is not visible or understandable to materialistic persons. In this verse, the cultivation of bhakti yoga is compared to many material activities. By friction, one can get fire from wood. By digging the earth, one can get food grains and water, and by agitating the milk bag of a cow, one can get nectarian milk. Milk is compared to nectar, which one can drink to become immortal. Of course, simply drinking milk will not make one immortal, but it can increase the duration of one's life. In modern civilization, men do not think milk to be important, and therefore they do not live very long. Although in this age, men can live up to 100 years, their duration of life is reduced because they do not drink large quantities of milk. This is a sign of Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, instead of drinking milk, people prefer to slaughter an animal and eat its flesh. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his instructions of Bhagavad Gita, advises Goraksha, which means cow protection. The cow should be protected. Milk should be drawn from the cows, and this milk should be prepared in various ways. One should take ample milk, and thus one can prolong one's life, develop his brain, execute devotional service, and ultimately attain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As it is essential to get food, grains, and water by digging the earth, it is also essential to give protection to the cows and take nectarine milk from their milk bags. People of this age are inclined to toward industrial enterprises for comfortable living, but they refuse to endeavor to execute devotional service by which they can achieve the ultimate goal of life by returning home back to Godhead. Unfortunately, as it is said, Natevidu Sradhikatimi Vishnum Dharasya Ye Bharitarti Manana. People without spiritual education do not know that the ultimate goal of life is to go back home, back to Godhead. Forgetting this aim of life, they are working very hard in disappointment and frustration. Mogasya moga karmano moga jnana vichetasa. The so-called vaishyas, the industrialists and businessmen, are involved in big, big industrial enterprises, but they are not interested in food, grains, and milk. However, as indicated here, by digging for water, even in the desert, we can produce food grains. When we can produce food, grains, and vegetables, we can give protection to the cows. While giving protection to the cows, we can draw from them abundant quantities of milk. And by getting enough milk and combining it with food, grains, and vegetables, we can prepare hundreds of nectarian foods. We can happily eat this food and thus avoid industrial enterprises and joblessness. Agriculture and cow protection are the way to become sinless and thus be attracted to devotional service. Those who are sinful cannot be attracted by devotional service, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 7:28. Yesham tvantagatam papam yanamam punyakarmanam te dvandva mohar nirmukta bhajate mam dridhatvata. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful activities are completely eradicated and are free from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination. End quote. The majority of people in this age of Kali are sinful, short-lived, unfortunate, and disturbed. Manda Matsumanda Matayo Manda Bhagyaya Padrita. For them, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was advised, Harinam, 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 Kevalam Kalo Nasteva 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 Gatiranita. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There's no other way. There's no other way. There's no other way. End quote. Text 13. Tantvam vayam nata samujihanam saroja nabha chitirepsitartam dvistagata nirvritam adya sarve gajadavarta iam ganga mamba. Synonyms. Tam, O Lord, Tvam, your Lordship, Vayam, all of us, Nata, O Master, Samujahanam, now appearing before us with all glories. Sarojanaba, O Lord, whose navel resembles a lotus flower, and from whose navel grows a lotus flower. Atichira, for an extremely long time. Ipsita, desiring. Artam, for the ultimate goal of life. Drishva, seeing. Gata, in our vision. Nirvritam, transcendental happiness. Adya, today, sarve, all of us, gaja, elephants, davarta, being afflicted in the forest fire, eva, like, ganga amba, with water from the Ganges. Translation, elephants afflicted by a forest fire become very happy when they get water from the Ganges. Similarly, O my Lord, from whose navel grows a lotus flower, since you have appeared before us, we have become transcendentally happy. By seeing your Lordship, whom we have desired to see for a very long time, we've achieved our ultimate goal in life. Purport. The devotees of the Lord are always very eager to see the Supreme Lord face to face, but they do not demand that the Lord become before them, for a pure devotee considers such a demand to be contrary to devotional service. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches this lesson in his Shikshastaka. Adarshanam Marmahatam Karotava. The devotee is always eager to see the Lord face to face, but if he's brokenhearted because he cannot see the Lord, even life after life, he will never command the Lord to appear. This is the sign of pure devotion. Therefore, in this verse, we find the word atichira ipsitartam, meaning that the devotee aspires for a long, long time to see the Lord. If the Lord, by his own pleasure, appears before the devotee feels extremely happy, as Dhruva Maharaj felt when he personally saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Dhruva Maharaj saw the Lord, he had no desire to ask the Lord for any benediction. indeed simply by seeing the Lord, Duvermaars felt so satisfied that he didn't want to ask the Lord for any benediction. Svamin kritartos mi varam nayache. A pure devotee, there, whether able or unable to see the Lord, always engages in the Lord's devotional service, always hoping that at some time the Lord may be pleased to appear before him so that he can see the Lord face to face. Text 14. Satvam vidhat svakila lokapala vayam yatartas tapadamulam samagatas te bahir antaratmam kim vanya vyakpyam ashesh shakshina. Synonyms: sa, that, tvam, your lordship, vidhatsva, kindly do the needful, akila lokapala, the demigods, directors of different departments of this universe, vayam, all of us, yet that which arta, purpose, tava, at your lordship's padamulam, lotus feet, samagata, we have arrived, te, unto you, bahi atma atman. O supersoul of everyone, O constant internal and external witness, come what va either anya vidyapyam, who we have to inform you, ashesha shakshina, the witness and knower of everything. Translation: my Lord, we, the various demigods, the directors of this universe, have come to your lotus feet. Please fulfill the purpose for which we have come. You are the witness of everything from within and without. Nothing is unknown to you, and therefore it is unnecessary to inform you again of anything. Report: as stated in Bhagavad Gita 13.3, Chetra Mam Chapimam Vidi Sarve Chetra Shubharta. The individual souls are proprietors of their individual bodies, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the proprietor of all bodies. Since he is the witness of everybody's body, nothing is unknown to him. He knows what we need. Our duty, therefore, is to execute devotional service sincerely under the direction of the spiritual master. Krishna, by his grace, will supply whatever we need in executing our devotional service. In the Krishna consciousness movement, we simply have to execute the order of Guru and Krishna. Then all the necessities will be supplied by Krishna, even if we do not ask for them. Text 15. Aham giri taras cha suradayo ye dakshadayo nir eva ketavaste. Kimva vidamesa pratagvipata vidhatsva sam no dvijadeva mantram. Synonyms: aham, I, Lord Brahma, giritra, Lord Shiva, cha, also, sura adaya, all the demigods, ye, as we are, daksha adaya, headed by Maharaj Daksha, agne, O fire, of fire, eva, like, ketava, sparks, te, of you, kim, what, va, either, vidama, can we understand, isho, O my Lord, pritak vibhata, independently of you, vidhatsva, kindly bestow upon us some good fortune, na, our, dvijadeva mantram, the means of deliverance suitable for the brahmanas and demigods. Translation: I, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and all the demigods, accompanied by the Prajapatis like Daksha, are nothing but sparks illuminated by you, who are the original fire. Since we are particles of you, what can we understand about our welfare? O Supreme Lord, please give us the means of deliverance that is suitable for the brahmanas and demigods. Purport: in this verse, the word Dvijadeva mantram is very important. The word mantra means that which delivers one from the material world, end quote. Only the Dvijas, the Brahmanas, and the Devas, the demigods, can be delivered from material existence by the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whatever is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a mantra and is suitable for delivering all the conditioned souls from mental speculation. The conditioned souls are engaged in a struggle for existence, manas shastrendriyani praktistani karshati. Deliverance from this struggle constitutes the highest benefit, but unless one gets a mantra from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, deliverance is impossible. The beginning mantra is the Gayatri Mantra. Therefore, after purification, when one is qualified to become a Brahmana, Dvija, he is offered the Gayatri Mantra. Simply by chanting the Gayatri Mantra, one can be delivered. This mantra, however, is suitable only for the Brahmana and demigods. In Kali Yuga, we are all in a very difficult position in which we need a suitable mantra that can deliver us from all the dangers of this age. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his incarnation as Lord Chaitanya gives us the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nashteva, 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 Gati Anata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is chanting the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way, there's no other way, no other way. End quote. In his Shikshastika, Lord Chaitanya says, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, all glories to the chanting of the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, end quote. The Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is directly chanted by the Lord himself, who gives this mantra for deliverance. We cannot invent any means to be delivered from the dangers of material existence. Here, even the demigods, such as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, and the Prajapatis, such as Daksha, are said to be like illuminating sparks in the presence of the Supreme Lord, who is compared to a great fire. Sparks are beautiful as long as they're in the fire. Similarly, we have to remain in the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and always engage in devotional service, for then we shall always be brilliant and illuminating. As soon as we fall from the service of the Lord, our brilliance and illumination will be immediately extinguished and, or at least stopped for some time. When we living entities who are like sparks of the original fire, the Supreme Lord, fall into a material condition, we must take the mantra from the Supreme Personality of Godhead as it is offered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, we shall be delivered from all the difficulties of this material world. Text 16. Shri Shuka Vacha Evam Vinir Chabdibir Ditastad Vignayatesham Hridiyam Yataiva Jagada Vimjimukta Gadbiraya Gira Badhanjalin Samvritta Sarvat Karan Khan. Synonyms. Shri Shuka Vacha, Shri Shukadev Goswami said, Evam thus, Virincha Adibi, by all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma, Edita being worshipped, Tad Vijnaya, understanding the expectation, Tesham, of all of them, Hridayam, the core of the heart, Yata, as, Eva, indeed, Jagada replied, Vimutagara Biraya, like the sound of clouds, Gira by words, Bada Anjalin, unto the demigods who stood with folded hands, Samvritta restrained, Sarva all, Karakhan senses. Translation. Shukadev Goswami continued, when the Lord was thus offered prayers by the demigods headed by Lord Brahma, he understood the purpose for which they had approached him. Therefore, in a deep voice that resembled the rumbling of clouds, the Lord replied to the demigods who all stood there attentively with folded hands. Text 17. Eka evashvaras tasmin surakarye sureshvara Vihartu kamas tani ha-aha samadurn matanadibi. Synonyms. Eka, alone, Eva, indeed, Ishvara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, tasmin, in that, surakarye, in the activities of the demigods, sura Ishvara, the Lord of the demigods, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vihartu, to enjoy pastimes, kama, desiring, tan, unto the demigods, aha, said, Samudra unmatana adibi, by activities of churning the ocean. Translation. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of the Demigods, was capable of performing the activities of the demigods by himself, he wanted to enjoy pastimes in churning the ocean. Therefore, he spoke as follows. Text 18. Sri Bhagavan Avacha Hanta Brahmana Ho Shambho He Deva Mama Bhashitam Shrinvotava Hita Sarve Shreyo Vasyat Yatashara. Synonym. Sri Bhagavan Avacha, the Supreme Personality of God, had said, Hanta, addressing them, Brahmanaho, O Lord Brahma, Shambho, O Lord Shiva, Hey, O Deva, demigods, Mama, my Bhashitam statement, Shinuta, here. Avahita, with great attention, sarve all of you, shreya, good fortune, va, for all of you, syat, shall be, yata, as, shura, for the demigods. Translation. The Supreme Personality of God had said, O Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and other demigods, please hear me with great attention, for what I say will bring good fortune for all of you. Text 19. Atma danava daityais yavat sandir vidhiyatam Kalenanu Grihitaistar Yavadvo Bhava Atmana. Synonyms. Yata, just execute Danava with the demons Daitya and the Asuras. Tavat, so long. Sandhi, a truce. Vidhiyatam, execute Kalena by a favorable time, or Kavyena by Shukracharya. Anugrihitai, receiving benedictions, tie with them, yitavat, as long as va, of you, bhava, good fortune, atmana, of yourselves. Translation, as long as you're not flourishing, you should make a truce with the demons and asuras who are now being favored by time. Purport. One word in this verse has two readings, Kalena and Kavyena. Kalena means favored by time, and Kavyena means favored by Shukracharya. Shukracharya, being the spiritual master of the Daityas, the demons and Daityas were favored in both ways, and therefore the demigods were advised by the Supreme Lord to execute a truce for the time being until time favored them. Text 20. Arayopi hisandeya sati karyarta gorave ahi mukshi kava deva hi artasya padavim gatai. Synonyms. Araya, enemies, api, although he indeed, sandeya, eligible for a truce, sati, being so, karya arte grave, in the matter of an important duty, ahi, snake, musika, mouse, vat, like, deva, O demigods, he indeed, artasya, of interest, padavim, position, gatai, so being. Translation, O demigods, fulfilling one's own interest is so important that even that one may even have to make a truce with one's own enemies. For the sake of one's self-interest, one has to act according to the logic of the snake and the mouse. Purport. A snake and a mouse were once caught in a basket. Now, since the mouse is food for the snake, this was a good opportunity for the snake. However, since both of them were caught in the basket, even if the snake ate the mouse, the snake would not be able to get out. Therefore, the snake thought it wise to make a truce with the mouse and asked the mouse to make a hole in the basket so that both of them could get out. The snake's intention was that after the mouse made the hole, the snake would eat the mouse and escape from the basket through the hole. This is called the logic of the snake and the mouse. Text 21. Amritot padane yatna kriyatam avilambitam yastya pitasya vaijantur mrityograsto maro bhavet. Synonyms. Amrita utpadane, in generating nectar, yatna, endeavor, kriyatam, do, avilambitam, without delay, yasya, of which nectar, pitasya, anyone who drinks, vai, indeed, Jantu, living entity, Mrityograsta, although in imminent danger of death, Amara, immortal, Bhavet, can become. Translation. Immediately endeavor to produce nectar, which a person who is about to die may drink to become immortal. Text 22 through 23. Kshipva kshiro dado sarva virutrina lalotsadi matantam mandaram kritva netram kritva tu vasukim sahayena maya deva nirmantadvam antandrita klesha bajo bhavishyanti daita yuyam palagraha. Synonyms. Kshiptva, pudding, kshira udado, in the ocean of milk, sarva, all kinds of virut, creepers, trina, grass, lata, vegetables, asudi, and drugs, matanam, the churning rod, mandara mountain, kritva, making, netram, the churning rope, kritva, making, too, but, vasukim, the snake, vasuki, sahayena, with a helper, maya, by me, David, all the demigods, nirmantadvam, go on churning, atandita, very careful without diversion, klesha bhaja, share takers of sufferings, bhavishyanti, will be, daitya, the demons, yuyum, but all of you, phala graha, gainers of the actual result. Translation. O demigods, cast into the ocean of milk all kinds of vegetables, grass, creepers, and drugs. Then with my help, making mandara the churning rod and vasuki the rope for churning, churn the ocean of milk with undiverted attention. Thus the demons will be engaged in labor, but you, the demigods, will gain the actual result, the nectar produced from the ocean. Purport. It appears that when different kinds of drugs, creepers, grass, and vegetables are put into this milk and the milk is churned, as milk is churned for butter, the active principles of the vegetables and drugs mix with the milk and the result is nectar. Text 24. Yuyam tad anumodatvam yad ichanti asurasura ya sambrambena siddhyanti sararta santavya or santvaya yata. Synonyms. Yuyam, all of you, tat, that, anumodatvam, should accept, yet whatever ichanti they desire, asura, the demons, sura, the O demigods, na, not, sambrambema, bena, by being agitated in anger, siddhyanti, are very successful, sarva arta, all desired ends, santvaya, by peaceful execution, yata, as. Translation. My dear demigods, with patience and peace, everything can be done. But if one is agitated by anger, the goal is not achieved. Therefore, whatever the demons ask, agree to their proposal. Text 25. No betavyam kala kudad vishaj jaladi sambhavat loba karyo navo jatu rosha kamas tuvat vastusha su. Synonyms. Na, not Batavium, should be afraid. Kalakutat, of Kalakuta, Vishat, from the poison. Jaladi, from the ocean of milk. Sambhavat, which will appear. Loba, greed, karya, execution. Not, not, va, unto you, jatu, at any time. Rosha, anger, kama, lust, to, and, vatusu, in the products. Translation. A poison known as Kalakuta will be generated from the ocean of milk, but you should not fear it. And when the various products are churned from the ocean, you should not be greedy for them or anxious to obtain them, nor should you be angry. Purport. It appears that by the churning process, many things would be generated from the ocean of milk, including poison, valuable gems, nectar, and many beautiful women. The demigods were advised, however, not to be greedy for the gems or beautiful women, but to wait patiently for the nectar. The real purpose was to get the nectar. Text 26. Shri Shuka Vacha. Iti Devan Samadishya Bhagavan Purushottama Tesham Antardade Rajan Swachanda Gatirishwara. Synonyms. Shri Shuka Vacha. Shri Shukadeva Goswami said, Iti, thus, Devan, all the demigods, Samadishya, advising Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purusha Uttama, the best of all persons, Tesham, for them, Antardade, disappeared, Rajan, O King, Svachanda, free, Gati, whose movements, Ishwara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation, Shukadeva Goswami continued, O King Prakshit, after advising the demigods in this way, the Supreme Independent Personality of Godhead, the best of all living entities, disappeared from their presence. Text 27. Ata tasmai bhagavate namaskritya pitamaha bhavascha jagmatu svam svam damopeyur palim sura. Synonyms. Ata, after this, tasmai, unto him, bhagavate, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, namaskritya, offered obeisances, pitamaha, Lord Brahma, bhavascha, as well as Lord Shiva, jagmatu, returned svam svam to their own dham, abodes, Apeyu, approached Balim, King Bali, Sura, all the other demigods. Translation. Then Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, after returning to their respectful obeisances to the Lord, returned to their abodes. All the demigods then approached Maharaj Bali. Text 28. Drishtavirin api sasamyatan jatakshoban svanayakan Nyase dad daiterat shlokya sandi vigraha kalavit. Synonyms. Drishva, observing Arin, the enemies, api, although, samyatan, without any endeavor to fight. Jata Kroban, who became agitated, sva nayakan, his own captains and commanders, nyase dad prevented daiterat, the emperor of the daites, Maharaj Bali, shlokya, very respectful and prominent, Sandhi, for making negotiations, Vigraha, as well as for fighting, Kala, the time, bit, completely aware of. Translation. Maharaj Bali, the most celebrated king of the demons, knew very well when to make peace and when to fight. Thus, although his commanders and captains were agitated and were about to kill the demigods, Maharaj Bali, seeing that the demigods were coming to him without a militant attitude, forbade his commanders to kill them. Purport. The Vedic etiquette enjoins, Grihe Shatrum Api Praptam Vishvatam Akutobayan. When enemies come to their opponent's place, they should be received in such a way that they will forget that there is animosity between the two parties. Bali Maharaj was well conversant with the arts of peacemaking and fighting. Thus he received the demigods very well, although his commanders and captains were agitated. This kind of treatment was prevalent even during the fight between the Pandavas and Kurus. During the day, the Pandavas and Kurus would fight with their utmost strength, and when the day was over, they would go to each other's camps as friends and be received as such. During such friendly meetings, no one enemy would offer another anything the other enemy wanted. That was the system. Text 29. Te verochanim asinam guptam chasura yutapai shriya paramaya justam jeta sesham upagamam. Synonyms. Te, all the demigods, virochanim, unto Baliraja, the son of Virochana. Asinam, sitting down, guptam, well protected, cha and asura yutapai, by the commanders of the asuras, shriya, by opulence, paramaya, supreme, justam, blessed, jita asesham, who became the proprietor of all the worlds, upagamam, approached. Translation. The demigods approached Bali Maharaj, the son of Virochana, and sat down near him. Bali Maharaj was protected by the commanders of the demons and was most opulent, having conquered the entire universe. Text 30. Mahendra Shlakshnaya Vacha Santavitva Mahamati Abhyabhasata Tatsarvam Shikshitam Purushatamat. Synonyms. Mahendra, the king of heaven, Indra, Shlakshnaya, very mild, Vacha, why words, Santavyayita, Va, pleasing Bali Maharaj very much, Mahamati, the most intelligent person, Abhyabhasata, addressed, Tat, that, Sarvam, everything, Shakshitam, that was learned, Purusha Uttamat, from Lord Vishnu. Translation. After pleasing Bali Maharaj with mild words, Lord Indra, the king of the demigods, who was most intelligent, very politely submitted all the proposals he had learned from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. Text 31. Tatvavarochata daityasya tatranye yesurapdipa sambramoristas demischa yacha tripura vasina. Synonyms. Yet, all those words too, but Arochata were very pleasing, Daityasa to Bali Maharaj, Tatra as well as Anye, others, Che, who were Asura Adipa, the chief of the Asuras, Sambara, Aristanemi Cha also, Ye, others who, Cha, and Tripura Vasina, all the residents of Tripura. Translation. The proposals submitted by King Indra were immediately accepted by Bali Maharaj and his assistants, headed by Sambara and Aristanemi, and by all the other residents of Tripura. Report. It appears from this verse that politics, diplomacy, the propensity to cheat, and everything we find in this world, in individual and social negotiations between two parties, are also present in the upper planetary systems. The demigods went to Bali Maharaj with a proposal to manufacture nectar, and the daityas, the demons, immediately accepted it, thinking that since the demigods were already weak, when the nectar was produced, the demons would take it from them and use it for their own purposes. The demigods, of course, had similar intentions. The only difference is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, was on the side of the demigods because the demigods were his devotees, whereas the demons did not care about Lord Vishnu. All over the universe, there are two parties, the Vishnu party, the God-conscious party, and the godless party. The godless party is never happy or victorious, but the God-conscious party is always happy and victorious. Text 32. Tate devashura kritva sambidam kritasorida udayanam paramam chakrur amritarte parantapa. Synonyms. Tata, thereafter, deva arshura, both the demons and the demigods, kritva, executing, sambidam, indicating, krita, sorida, an armistice between them, Udyamam Enterprise Paramam Supreme Chakru they did Amrita Arte for the sake of nectar, Parantapa O Maharaj Prikshit, and chastiser of the enemies. Translation: O Maharaj Prikshit, chastiser of the enemies, the demigods and the demons thereafter made an armistice between them. Then, with great enterprise, they arranged to produce nectar, as proposed by Lord Indra. Purport: the word Svavidam Sambidam is significant in this verse. The demigods and demons both agreed to stop fighting, for at least for the time being, and endeavor to produce nectar. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur notes in this connection, Samvidyude Prajitnyanam Achare Nam Nitoshane Sambhasane Kriyakare Sanketa Gyanayor Api. The word Sambit is variously used to mean in fighting, in promising, for satisfying, in addressing, by practical action, indication, and knowledge. Text 33. Tata te mandaragirim ajasot patyadurmada nadadanta udadim ninyo shakta pariga bahava. Synonyms: tata, thereafter, te, all the demigods and demons, mandaragirim, Mandara Mountain, Ojasa, with great strength, Upatya, extracting Durmada, very powerful and competent, Nandata cried very loudly, Udadim, toward the ocean, Ninyu brought, Shakta, very strong, Pariga Bahava, having long, strong arms. Translation: thereafter, with great strength, the demigods and demons, who were all very powerful and had long, stout arms, uprooted Mandara Mountain, crying very loudly. They brought it toward the ocean of milk. Text 34. Dura Baraho Deva Shanta Shakra Varo Chanadaya Aparayantas Tambit Vodhum Vivasa Vijahupati. Synonyms: Dura, for a great distance, Bar Udvaha, by carrying the great load, Shranta, being fatigued, Shakra, King Indra, Virochana Adaya, and Maharaj Bali, the son of Virochana, and others, Aparyanta, being unable, Tum, the mountain, Vodum, to bear, Vivasa, being unable, Vijahu, gave up, Panti, on the way. Translation: because of conveying the great mountain for a long distance, King Indra, Maharaj Bali, and other demigods and demons became fatigued. Being unable to carry the mountain, they left it on the way. Text 35. Nipatan sagaris tatra bahuna maradhanavan chanuryam asamahata barena kana kachala. Synonyms: Nipitan, falling down, saw that gira mountain tatra there, balan many amaradhanavan, demigods and demons, chunayamasa, were smashed, mahata, by great barena weight, kanchaka akchala, the golden mountain known as Mandara. Translation: the mountain known as Mandara, which was extremely heavy, being made of gold, fell and smashed many demigods and demons. Purport: by constitution, gold is heavier than stone. Since Mandara Mountain was made of gold and was therefore heavier than stone, the demigods and demons could not properly carry it to the motion of milk. Text 36. Tamstata bhagna manaso manga barura kandaran vignaya bhagavans tatra babuva garuda dvaja. Synonyms: tan, all the demigods and demons, tatra, thereafter, bhagna manasa, being broken-hearted, bhagna bahu, with broken arms, uru, thighs, kandaran, and shoulders, vijnaya, knowing Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, tatra, there, babuha, appeared, garuda dvaja, being carried by on garuda. Translation: the demigods and demons were frustrated and disheartened. Their arms, thighs, and shoulders were broken. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who knows everything, appeared there on the back of his carrier, Garuda. Text 37. Giripata vinispistan vilokyamaradhanavan ikshaya jivayam asa nirjaran niv vranam yata. Synonyms: Giripata, because of the falling of Mandara Mountain, Vinispistan, crushed, Vilokya observing Amara, the demigods Donovan, and the demons, Ikshaya simply by his glance, Vijayamasa brought back to life Nirjaran without aggrievement, Nivranam without bruises, yata as. Translation. Observing that most of the demons and the demigods had been crushed by the falling of the mountain, the Lord glanced over them and brought them back to life. They thus became freed from grief, and they had even had no bruises on their bodies. Text 38. Giram charopya gurude hastineka lilaya aruha prayavav abdim shurasarganai vrita. Synonyms. Giram, the mountain, cha also. Aropya, placing Gurude on the back of Garuda, Hastena by the hand, Ekana, one, Lilaya, very easily, as his pastime, Aruhya, getting on, Prapyayu, he went, Abdim, to the ocean of milk, Sura Asuraganai, by the demigods and Asuras, Vrita, surrounded. Translation, the Lord very easily lifted the mountain with one hand and placed it on the back of Garuda. Then he too got on the back of Garuda and went to the ocean of milk, surrounded by the demigods and demons. Purport. Here is proof of the omnipotence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is above everyone. There are two classes of living entities, demons and the demigods, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is above them both. The demons believe in the, quote, chance, end quote, theory of creation, whereas the demigods believe in creation by the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The omnipotence of the Supreme Lord is proved here, for simply with one hand he lifted Mandara Mountain, and the demigods and demons placed them on the back of Garuda and brought them to the ocean of milk. Now the demigods, the devotees, would immediately accept this incident, knowing that the Lord can lift anything, however heavy it might be. But although the demons were also carried along with the demigods, demons, upon hearing of this incident, would say that it is mythological. But if God is all-powerful, why would it be difficult for him to lift a mountain, since he is floating innumerable planets with many hundreds and thousands of Mandara mountains? Why can't he lift one of them with his hand? This is not mythology, but the difference between the believers and the faithless is that the devotees accept the incidents mentioned in the Vedic literatures to be true, whereas the demons simply argue and label all these historical incidents mythology. Demons would prefer to explain that everything happening in the cosmic manifestation takes place by chance, but demigods or devotees never consider anything to be chance. Rather, they know that everything is an arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the difference between the demigods and the demons. Text 39. Avaropya girim skandat suparna patatam vara yayo jalanta utsrija harina sa visarjita. Synonyms. Avaropya, unloading Girim, the mountain, Skandat, from his shoulder, Suparna, Garuda, Patatam, of all the birds, Vara, the biggest and or most powerful, Yayu, went, Jalante, where the water is, Usrijya, placing Harina by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sahi, Garuda, Visarjita, discharged from that place. Translation. Thereafter, Garuda, the chief of birds, unloaded Mandara Mountain from his shoulder and brought it near the water. Then he asked the Lord, he was asked by the Lord to leave that place, and he left. Purport. Garuda was asked by the Lord to leave that place because the snake, Vasuki, who was to be used as a rope for the churning, could not go there in the presence of Garuda. Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, is not a vegetarian. He eats big snakes. Vasuki, being a big snake, would be natural food for Garuda, the chief of birds. Lord Vishnu therefore asked Garuda to leave so that Vasuki could be brought to churn the ocean with Mandara Mountain, which was to be used as the churning rod. These are the wonderful arrangements of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nothing takes place by accident. Carrying Mandara Mountain on the back of a bird and placing it in its right position might be difficult for anyone, whether demigod or demon, but for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything is possible, as shown by this pastime. The Lord had no difficulty lifting the mountain with one hand, and Garuda, his carrier, carried all the demigods and demons together by the grace of the Supreme Lord. The Lord is known as Yogeshwar, the master of all mystic powers, because of his omnipotence. If he likes, he can make anything lighter than cotton or heavier than the universe. Those who do not believe in the activities of the Lord cannot explain how things happen. Using words like, quote, accident, end quote, they take shelter of ideas that are unbelievable. Nothing is accidental. Everything is done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the Lord Himself confirms in Bhagavad Gita 9:10, My Dakshina Prakriti Suyate Saracharacharam. Whatever actions and reactions occur within the cosmic manifestation all take place under the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, because the demons do not understand the potency of the Lord, when wonderful things are done, the demons think that they are accidental. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 8th canto, 6th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, The Demigods and Demons Declare a Truce, end quote.